Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe in you. Amen. I want to pray with you guys this morning, knowing that God is the answer. Amen. Praise God. I could have wrote it as God has the answer, but God is the answer is the more appropriate way to speak. Amen. In this day and this hour, because of what we are going through and what we are facing in life and what we, amen, praise God, have not understood, amen, concerning our lives, that God is the only way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. We have an enemy out there, and he's 24/7. He don't just start fighting in the morning and leave you alone at noon, but he fights all day long. And when he's not scheming to try to get the victory, he's sending all kind of afflictions and problems your way, and try to make your day a bad day. But I've understood in the word when it stated, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. That means despite of what's going on, God has made this day. And in the evil there is in it, God still made today, and God is the answer. Amen. Praise God. So I made up in my mind when I got saved in 1985. I started my walk of salvation in 83, and still wanted to, I guess, hold on to whatever I thought was right or whatever. But the more I sought the Lord, the more I began to believe in him, the more, and I got strengthened. That was the two ladies that led me to Christ. One was a white lady and a black lady that I worked on the job at a major college, amen, in Texas. And they led me to Christ. And when they did, it changed my whole life. And I can say God is the answer. Amen. Praise God. He has the answer to all our problems, but he is the answer, because once he came in, he's not going to leave you. I don't care what you have done. I don't care how bad it get. I don't care if you backslide, if you turn your face back toward him, he will forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So we have a faithful God. Amen. And that's why I can say I believe in him. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 5, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray thou, to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is in secret will reward you openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathens do, for they think that they have literally shall be heard for their much speaking. But we as the body of Christ need to take on another, amen, a brand new attitude when we pray, because it's not that we should be all that and seen and try to outpray one another and do everything, make all kind of movements to be seen by man, but it's that we should do what God say, amen, in the word. We pray in secret, and we pray with congregations, and we pray with groups and everything, but at the same time, amen, make it a point in your mind that you're in your secret closet at that time and not focus on what and how other men are praying and what they're saying and what they're doing. We're not to mimic man. We are to mimic Jesus Christ. Amen. He is our mirror, and we should be a mirror image of him. And the Bible says, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. This is the key right here. The Father know what you need before you even ask him. There are things, there are certain things in our life we got to have and need to have on a daily basis. So he already know it. Amen. Praise God. And it's good that we remind him of the things that we need. Praise God. So that, amen, praise God, he can just hear from us. But the important thing is he knows. He knows from the time you get up in the morning until the time you lay your head on the bed at night to go to sleep. He knows, amen. That's why I made this statement, God is the answer. We're not to consult witches and warlocks and Muhammad and Buddha and all these old Islamic beliefs and all of these beliefs that are in other nations, but we are to consult the one that created us, the Most High God, the God that, amen, is favorable for the Jews as well as the Christians, amen, the God that, amen, created the heavens and earth. And so we should pray in a manner. Therefore, amen, when we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Praise God. For if ye forgive men that trespass, our Heavenly Father, which also forgive you. Amen. He will literally forgive you. But if you forgive not men that trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So we know that, amen, praise God, God, amen, has everything in control. When we begin to call on him, amen, we don't have to use vain repetition. We don't have to go after other gods. We don't have to seek, amen, any other means, amen, of getting things done, but we call on God. And then we make a declaration, amen, declaring and decreeing, amen, what's needed, amen, for that day, amen, in our lives. Father, we thank you, Lord God, because the word stands sure. It is true. And I ask you, Lord God, to go before your people this morning, amen. And not only that, but God, make new ways, amen, to bring in financial blessings and, oh, my God, healing of sickness and disease in the body. Lord, we just ask you, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, where situations seem like they are dead and there's not an answer. You are the answer. Amen. Praise God, because family will fail you. I'm a witness to that. And friends will turn their back on you, and Lord God, and leave you. Amen. But you will never leave us nor forsake us. Ask you to go before the children that are going to school. Amen. Praise God. Those that have been in this hurricane, God. Amen, praise God, and need an answer. Strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus. Pour out your spirit like never before in the name of Jesus, and let us be able to glorify your name. Oh, God, I want to praise you. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. I thank you, Lord God, for waking me up. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for destroying the works of the enemy, because before, amen, praise God, the Bible said in the psalmist, amen, before our pots can fill with thorns, amen, praise God, you will remove them, amen. Some of us got away, amen, hallelujah, amen. That, amen, that we're trying to do things, amen, and our pots are filling with thorns, and those thorns, amen, they're there to stick us and to bruise us, amen, to cause our minds to be in an uproar about a situation that we can't handle. But God, you are the answer this morning, God, and I want to thank you, Father God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch right now. If there is any kind of sickness in our body, unforgiveness in our hearts, Lord God, if there is anything in us that would hinder our prayers, God, Lord God, I ask you to move it out of the way, God, and create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Restore back what the cankerworm and the palmer worm have eaten up. Lord God, we need you, Jesus, and can't do nothing without you. Calling on your name this morning and glorifying you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. We lift up holy hands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Go before those that are going, amen, to work this morning, going to take care of business, Lord God, just in the cars, Lord God, binding up accidents up along the way. Asking you, Lord God, to keep them, amen, binding up, amen, all manner of tricks and traps of the devil. Even police, amen, that has no, amen, agenda that is right but want to do things that are wrong. Amen, Lord God, we bind them up, amen, in the name of Jesus. Binding up child abuse and child a molestation, amen, praise God, for those children that are being molested, Lord God. Let that man or that woman realize that those, amen, children are not, amen, their own. Father God, they belong to you, God. Binding up, amen, adultery and fornication and lies. Lord God, every trick and trap that would cause a marriage to fall. We know, Lord God, that our enemy is not the humans, but it's the devil. We bind up principalities and their powers this morning. Spiritual wickedness in high places and rulers of the darkness of this world. We bind up those that are over governmental, amen, powers over the nations. Amen, praise God, over the states, amen, the cities, amen, and the towns, God. We bind up those demons, those snakes, amen, that are over jobs, amen, in the name of Jesus, knowing that, God, you have the power to do everything but fail. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Bind Lucifer up, Lord God, and his works, amen, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord God, you have the power to do it. You told us, Lord God, whatever we bind on earth, we'll be bound in heaven. I bind Lucifer in the name of Jesus and all his works in the name of Jesus. Go into the prisons and hospitals and nursing homes. Lord God, somebody, amen, has been forgotten. But God, prayer, amen, has no distance. God, touch right now in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord God, to touch their hearts. Lord God, those wardens and guards that are lying on the inmates. Touch those hearts, amen, those that are, amen, doing wickedness toward the inmates just for their own gain. And turn it around, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Those that are in nursing home, God, because they are old, God, it doesn't mean, Lord God, that we should put them to the side. They are still your soul, Jesus. Lord God, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Be with the ministers, the pastors, the teachers, the apostles, amen, the doctors, amen, the evangelists, amen, praise God, the prophets, amen, and prophetess this morning. Let them have a word in season, God. Let them speak to the body the truth, God. For the Bible let us know you are the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to you, Jesus, except, amen, hallelujah, they be, amen, sent by the Father. And no man can go, amen, to the Father, not listen. My God, you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, have chosen them to go in. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Some of us are going in, and we've been, amen, persecuted. We've been lied on. We've been set up. We've been in tricks and traps. But God, this is the day that you have made. Touch us right now in the name of Jesus. Don't let us give up hope. Amen. Don't let us faint. But let us endure to the end, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. This race is not given to the swift nor to the strong. Don't let us get in a hurry and faint, but God, give us the strength and the tenacity, the mind of Jesus Christ, that when trouble comes, God, you are the answer. When problems, amen, get in our way, now God, you are the answer. When it seems like, amen, we've tried everything that the doctor has tried to give us, and there is no release from the sickness. God, amen, just like that woman with the issue of blood, she touched the hem of your garment, amen, praise God, and she was made whole. We need you, Jesus. If only we can touch your garment this morning, if only we can believe this morning, we shall be made whole. And now, God, I want to give you glory, all the honor and all the praise. Keep your people, Father God, from the enemy. Don't lead them into temptation. Keep us from all manner of temptation. We'll give you praise. All the honor and the glory. Amen.
You grow.